So we're here with Tom Pickett, and Tom is one of the members of North of 40, and North of 40 is going to be coming to our district dinner, and so we thought we'd sit down with Tom today and learn a little bit more about him and learn a little bit more about North of 40. So, Tom, first of all, thank you for coming and being with us today.
My pleasure.
And I guess first thing is, you obviously have a history in music, and so where did that start?
My father was in bands, and growing up as a child, watching him play, loving that, surely wanted to be a part of it. And he taught me how to play drums at a very young age, so every weekend, that's what we did.
What instruments did your father play, or does he play?
He still plays drums. Mm-hmm. When I was a young kid, in those days, you didn't have touring bands, so he would play with whoever came through the local area, you know, Rutter Lynn, Patsy Cline, Dottie West, Bill Anderson. And so that was a pretty cool thing as a kid, yeah.
Wow.
So when they came into town, he would go and play
for
with them?
Wow. You would call the Musicians Union Hall, and they would send the correct musicians that they needed for that
right. Weekend.
Or...
Wow, that's cool.
So I didn't know it was a big deal when I was a kid.
Right, but now you look back and you're like, hey, that was kind of neat.
Well, and you look at some of those names as well, you know, when you think that your father got to play with them, yeah. Or you got to see them, and now a lot of them have passed. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not something that we could just go out and do. Like, it would be awesome to go out and see Patsy Cline, you know, but not only has she passed, she died quite young. Mm-hmm. And so that's really cool.
I went on the road in the early 80s, traveled around the country professionally, and came back here to raise a family. And so now I'm just a weekend warrior.
With North of 40, huh?
Correct.
Now, instrument that you play?
With North of 40, I'm playing the pedal steel guitar.
Which, come to find out, we were talking a little before the podcast started, is a very intricate instrument.
Very interesting.
Oh, man. Just all kinds of different things. So, for those people that might not know what that is, can you kind of give them a brief description of what that instrument is?
My pedal steel consists of two necks. One's tuned in E9th, one's tuned in C6th. They both have 10 strings. You play it like a banjo. Your right hand has three picks. Your left hand controls the bar, which is the only thing that's steel on the whole instrument. But they call it a steel guitar. You slide the steel bar up for different tones and notes. My right foot controls the volume pedal. There are 8 foot levers on my left foot. My left knee has 3 knee levers. My right knee has 2 knee levers. All those consist of different variations. You can raise each and every string a half step or full step to get different minor, major.
Cool. You know, I have a hard time playing Guitar Hero on medium.
On the medium setting.
Well, I didn't say I was any good. Fun.
I know the instrument well. I just don't know how well I can play it, right? No, we're really excited. You guys do country music, obviously.
Correct. More top 40.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the... You said something about how many gigs you guys usually play. North of 40 plays a year, and it's somewhere around 80. Is that right?
Correct.
Oh, wow.
It's a 5-piece band. 4 instruments and a lead vocalist, Rich Bortzman, who's an excellent vocalist. We have a bass, a drummer, a guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I should give their names. Nathan Baker is on drums. Tony Smith's on guitar. Mike Frank is on bass. I should have asked him before I came here how many were in the band. I was in the Boy Scouts, and I'm sure that one out of the other 4 must have been. But we're very excited to be a part of this. And everybody in the band definitely is... believes in what the Scouts stand for, what they do, how they help the community, and
sure.
in so many ways. So it's a big deal for us to
be here. Well, and the neat part about this is you're going to get to, not necessarily the youth at this event, but you're going to get to see the best of the best for our volunteers. So these are adults that have given their time to put on a program for the kids to make those kids into productive citizens. So it's really going to be a neat event. We do it every year, but this year is a little bit different because we're trying to bring in a live band. We're going to have a live band. We're going to have some barbecue on hand. We've got District Award of Merits to hand out. We've got 4 of them this year, which mm-hmm. is fantastic. It's really going to be a good time. And really, all the credit goes to Sean Waugaman.
Right.
Jillian Who? Angelo. Yeah, as somebody that you know, right? From Troop 103. And they are the ones that brought you guys kind of to us and said, hey, I think we can do this, and they're interested. And we didn't hesitate at all. Sean's word was good enough for us. So we're really looking forward to it, and Sean's excited. Door prizes, all kinds of good stuff. We're looking forward to it. So do you guys take requests? Or do you have set lists every night?
We do some older country.
Yeah.
We can mix it up, but basically we have a big dance following. And whatever's on the radio, your top 40 country is
awesome.
What we're hitting. You know, hopefully we'll make some people happy. If not, the barbecue will be good.
Yeah, that's
right. Maybe we can get Sean up for a couple songs. Sean is a fantastic guitar player. You need to go hear him.
I know. That's we always talk about it, and we haven't gone to see him play. I know there was another musician that we just recently sat down with and podcasted with, and that was Ellis Kell.
Sure.
And we talked to him about some of the popular bands around here, and no kidding, he named North of 40 as being one of the top bands in the area. So it worked out really well. Oh man, that was a really, really good podcast. Really great guy. And there's so much going on down there as a resource at the River Music Experience. So I think things are really good. They look really good around here as far as the music goes. I mean, it really does. And I'm not really a big part of the music scene, but from what I hear from everybody that is part of it, it seems like things are pretty good. So
it's as strong as it's ever been.
Good. Good to hear.
So how did North of 40 go about getting together? How long have you guys been together?
What are we going on? Starting our fifth year.
Okay.
Rich bought a bunch of t-shirts and didn't know how to sell them, so we started a band. Well, most of the people in the band have been playing at least 30, 40 years. And Rich found out a couple years ago at a party doing karaoke that he could sing pretty decent. And he sings very well. So
that's cool.
But things just evolve. Who knows why or what, but
yeah.
I can tell you this band, I've been playing music for 40 years, and this band is the first band I can recall that has a lack of egos. There's no attitudes. There's no stars. Everybody just wants to enjoy their weekend and put out a good sound.
That's awesome.
Help people forget their work week for a
right.
while. I mean, that's
and that's
we're not looking
of,
to be stars.
For the love of the music.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you better be.
You won't last long if you
you're
don't.
Not gonna get rich.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So we talk a lot about music and different styles of music that have been going on. Have you always been in country bands?
No, I'm. As my wife can attest. I don't care if it's Dixieland, rock, jazz, if the phone rings, where and when, what, polka,
awesome.
I don't care.
So what do you remember, like, I'll tell people that I like to listen to stuff from the 90s just because that's what I grew up with. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what was on the radio when I was growing up. What is the stuff that was on the radio when you were growing up, and what would consider, like, that's the stuff I like because that's the stuff
right.
I know?
My dad was the same way, though. He grew up blues bands, country, jazz, big band, swing. It didn't matter.
Whatever he liked it, huh?
Every week, month was different. He never, although he loves country, and that's mainly what we're...
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how you get labeled or whatever, but
yeah.
No, there's either good music or bad music. We don't care. As long as it's live, we'll take it.
We're there. Well, that's funny that you say that because Ellis said something similar to that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because he was the blues man is what they labeled him, and he's like, I don't like that because I play so many different genres,
right.
And it's funny to hear you say the same kind of thing. Good music is good music, regardless of what genre it may fall into.
Mm-hmm.
Good music is good, and like you're saying, and if it's live, it's even better. So,
and I can get burned out quick. So, Switch it up.
Yeah, I was saying, telling someone that if you listen to my, if you were to listen to my iPod on shuffle, you go through like every style of music you could possibly listen to. And so when I filled my running playlist, you know, like these are the songs I run to, it still goes through every style of music. But now that I've been running with that playlist for some time, it's like I want the Beastie Boys in the fourth mile. I want Pearl Jam in the fifth mile. You know, and like the other day, I had a different playlist on when I was running, and I got into that third, the final mile that I was doing in that race, and I'm like, this is Kanye time, and like took my iPod out, and like I need the Kanye to get through this last mile, and I just think that's funny now where it was, you know, a lot of the songs before was just songs I was listening to, and now it's like, this is the song I know how to get my heart beating in the right way or get on the right pace, because
right.
I want like right. I want a little bit of a slower song going into that second mile, so I get a little bit of time to, you know, like gather up again. And
right.
So.
So with country music in its current state, and you guys do a lot of top 40 stuff, and I'm sure it goes across a lot of different genres, but I know you guys do kind of try to stay with the country. What do you think of country now? Because you've seen it evolve. I mean, if you've gone from Patsy Cline and
it's
you're
gone up and down.
Yeah. You've seen it go through different stages. And
850 radio stations changed their format last year to country music. So right now, top 40 country is
where it's at. Yeah.
And oh, boy, there's another argument. Boy, people are going to say, that ain't country.
And I've heard that argument. You know, and this is coming from a guy that's playing steel guitar, which is, you might not find that in country nowadays. You know, there's some artists that you don't see that at all. But there's some that still are staying true to that, and
that instrument is doesn't know it's country. There are people, and actually, if you go to churches in the Southeast, they couldn't afford, you know, the Southern Baptists and stuff. Mm-hmm. They couldn't afford B3 Hammonds and organs.
Right.
So when you get down there, you know, a lot of the African American churches had steel guitars because they filled out that organ sound.
Right.
Or there's heavy metal players playing them.
Yeah.
If some kids would take up this instrument, it is just endless.
Right.
Of what you can do. But it gets labeled as a twang, cry in your beer.
Right. Right. That's right.
And that's all, it's all in the driver. It ain't.
Right.
You know.
Right. Right.
You know, like, I think of, when I listen to like Johnny Cash stuff, a lot of that has like a country rhythm to it, but I would never think of Johnny Cash as like a country artist.
He never hired a steel guitar player. Never had hired one, never carried one. But we love Johnny.
We're rock and roll.
We've got some questions, Tom, for all of our guests.
Sure.
So strap in, get ready to go. No, these are pretty easy questions. So the first one is, what is your favorite current TV show?
Oh, what is it? It's Thursday night, 9 o'clock. It's the only show I watch.
Thursday night, 9 o'clock?
The mystery one with the... oh, my God.
What channel is it on?
Is it
CBS? Or?
I think it is CBS.
CSI? NCIS?
No, close.
Oh. Cold Case?
I'm trying to think of that. I know. That's on the tip of my tongue, too.
He solves the mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Sherlock.
Sherlock, yes.
Not Sherlock, it's Elementary.
Elementary. Yes. With Lucy Liu, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's Sherlock Holmes,
mm-hmm.
right? And then right. Lucy Liu's Watson.
Yep.
Have you seen the British Sherlock with Benedict Cumberbatch and
it's on
Martin
BBC,
Freeman?
Or it was on BBC. Oh,
or it's
man.
On PBS.
Right.
Now, if you have Netflix, I think they have 3 seasons on Netflix.
It's really good.
Brilliant.
I have no free time.
Except for 9 o'clock on a Thursday night, you're there. And I've heard a lot of good things about it. I haven't seen that show, but I did see the Sherlock, and that was really, really good stuff. So I think, you know, anytime those books, I mean, think of how many different renditions they've had of, you know, TV shows and movies now and all kinds of stuff based on this character. Mm-hmm. I mean, what kind of author did this guy have to, you know, Sir Conan Doyle, you know, I mean, have to be to create this character that now has withstood time and they're still creating TV shows and entertainment based on him?
Well, and Dr. House
Yeah, it was based on. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So just even, what is Sherlock Holmes that we don't know is Sherlock Holmes? You know what I mean? Like, what is the, that they're not just calling Sherlock Holmes,
right?
But they're
right.
Well, that's really cool. Boy, if you could start all over again, you start over from day one, and you can't have the, and you can't do what you're doing now, but you could have your dream job. What would it be?
I'd be on the water. I'd be boating.
something.
So a cruise ship.
South of here.
Cruise
ship. there you go.
Or a shrimp boat captain.
Anything.
But it has to be. It has to be warm.
Warmer climate.
So you wouldn't be like a crab fisherman up in Alaska.
No. No. Shorts and flip flops. That's all I'm wearing.
Do you go boating around here?
We try.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you have your own boat?
Yeah, Sean and I both boat together. We try to.
Oh, that's right. I heard that Sean does that. That's right.
You know, I've heard that
he's got a fancy captain hat. I don't have one.
Well, maybe we can work on that for district dinner.
There you go.
Well, I've heard that the two best days in the life of a boat owner are the day he buys his boat and the day he sells his boat.
Because it's so much work in between. Is that why?
Some people have bad luck.
I told my family, I'm like, I think, you know, we have a big family, and I'm like, we should all throw in and get a boat for the family, get a pontoon boat or something. And my aunt goes, we're not boat people, Andy.
Boat people.
She's like, we don't like to be out on the water. And I'm like, and see now, like, I don't have no ability to swim. I can't swim to save my life, literally. And I love being out on a boat. I think that's awesome.
Yep. Yep.
So our last question, if you could meet anybody and they could be alive, dead, fictional, and you're going to have a meal with them, who would you meet and what would you eat?
Wow. Elvis Presley? Steak and lobster. Not that fried peanut butter thing.
Yeah.
Peanut butter and banana?
Banana. Yeah, banana. That's what I think, yeah.
Now, would you want, like, young, I'm going into the army, Elvis? Or would you like old, I have a heart problem, Elvis?
The younger.
Have you been down to Graceland and all that down there?
No. I used to tell a joke about Elvis, but I'm not sure if I can say it.
Well, when the mic's off, we can pull off the Elvis joke.
That's good. What do you respect so much about Elvis? Why would you want to meet him?
He covered it all the bases. Mm-hmm. He's the only person I know that's in every music hall of fame.
Oh, yeah.
Country, rock, bluegrass.
Right.
Christian. I mean,
yeah.
Everything. So. Hmm.
That's actually a really good way to look at that.
Yeah.
Because, like, you could have an iPod full of different genres of music, and they could all be Elvis songs.
Right. Elvis could fall into each of those.
So that's really cool.
So what do you listen to right now? What's on in your radio, in your car?
In my car? Probably the Time Jumpers.
What's the Time Jumpers?
That's a... It's a collage of about six different bands, and they all have their job to do, like, you know, Vince Gill or whatever. But, but when they come back to Nashville on Monday nights, these guys all get together, and they play Western, basically Western swing music, cowboy jazz, but they all do it their way, how they want to do it,
right?
And it's an incredible band.
Really? And Vince Gill's part of that?
They call it Therapy Night.
Well, Time Jumpers, I've never heard of
them. As a musician... You're an artist, and creativity is what it's about. When you're playing guitar for Vince Gill or Brad Paisley or whatever, when you're out there, people pay good money to hear a song a certain way. So every night, you're playing it the same way. That's not an artist. Nobody wants to paint the Mona Lisa every day the same way.
Right.
So Monday night is their night to come back and play music how they want to play.
That's cool.
That's really cool.
Yep.
You know, Bruce Springsteen and his E Street Band. He had a little group called the Seeger Sessions. They produced an album and it was just amazing. And it was all like old style songs, like old Dan Tucker, even like This Little Light of Mine. You know, and they would just jam out for a while. Yeah. You know, I mean, they would just jam out until they were done recording. And they they went on a tour, the Secret Session tour. And I think I have more Springsteen songs in my iPod from that Secret Session tour than I do from, like, his E Street Band. And it's just, like, pure music. And he said that when he's with the E Street Band out touring, they're playing music. And when he's with the Secret Session Band, they're out creating music.
Correct.
You know, so they know what song they're going to end up with at the end, but they're just jamming the entire time. And the song is just phenomenal.
I'm going to have to look them up. Time Jumpers.
Time Jumpers. That's cool.
Yeah.
If you know what time jumping is when you get out of sync with the music.
Oh. Your timing makes sense. Okay.
But they were doing a recording one time, and the fiddle player jumped off time. He was playing it upside down or backwards, however you want to look at it. And the one guy said, "What did you do? What happened?" And he said, "Well, I come from a long line of time jumpers."
And that was it.
Then they named the band that. So
that's great.
Well, brother, I know that Ian and I are really looking forward to March 12th.
Yep.
And we can't wait. And we hope that everybody else is looking forward to it as well.
Thursday evening, start at 6. And we'll be giving out some door prizes, having some fun, honoring our District Award of Merit recipients, and listening to some good music and eating some good food. So.
I hope we can live up to it.
Well, I'm sure you will.
Well, thank you very much, brother. We'll talk to you very soon.
Thank you.